I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
All right, it's time for Touché. It's Monday night. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy in studio as they are every Monday. 312-981-7200. National politics. Dave, the Democrat. Chris, the Republican. I'll sit back. What do we got, guys?
Should we have a manic Monday where I do Chris's role and Chris does my role. George Soros. It's all about George Soros. He's controlling me. Controlling Dave. Wait, what? Oh, I'm so confused. Yeah.
Dave's now going to explain why when the Obama people nominated John Brennan, who during the era of enhanced interrogation was a policymaker at the CIA and actually not approved of enhanced and authorized it. And then Obama promoted him to director of Central Intelligence. Not one of the Democrats that's currently complaining about Gina Haspel said a word, not a word. And instead, what we have with Gina Haspel, who's a 33-year intelligence veteran and professional and nonpartisan who served Democrat and Republicans equally well, it's not good enough for Dave and his Democratic friends. Why? They say it's enhanced interrogation. But that didn't matter with Brennan. The ban, they're just out after the woman.
Wow, Dave Lundy. That was really a nice little bit of jujitsu there, Roebling. No, it's not because she's a woman. look, I actually am decidedly undecided on this one, as I think a lot of Democrats are, including a lot of Democrats in the Senate. My expectation is that she will get confirmed. I think a lot of the Trump state Democrats are going to wind up voting for her. I think there are some legitimate questions to be answered. So far, there's been remarkably little information made public. In fact, I was just reading Senator Warner was just complaining today that, you know, your hearing is in 2 days and there's almost nothing out there on the public record that's not classified. So there's no way for people to actually examine this.
And Chris, I would wonder, and I heard this today on Ro Khan, A.B. Stoddard was talking about the idea that Democrats may actually would like this nomination because it is a CIA lifer, meaning it isn't someone who's from Trump's organization in New York who's just being placed at the top of the CIA to drain, quote-unquote, drain the swamp. This is someone with intelligence experience.
Everybody in the country keeps talking about we've got to find places to come together. And this is an example. This individual is an example of somebody on whom many, many people should be able to agree. But there are key Democrats like Dianne Feinstein, of all people, who are holding out. And the ACLU is leading the charge against her. And that is a Democrat, you know, lapdog. And I take David's point that guys like Joe Manchin, folks from Trump voting, Democrats from Trump voting states are probably going to go with her. But the point is, she should not be held responsible for a program that was proven even by Preet Bharara, the guy that Obama liked so much, to have worked to defend Americans, and which has been investigated not once, not twice, three times charges.
Slow down there, big fella.
So David wants to say, when we find it politically expedient to reopen the old wounds, that's what we're going to do, regardless of American security.
So in typical Giuliani Trump fashion, Chris threw in a bunch of falsehoods
in Roebling fashion.
In Roebling fashion, you threw in a
and
bunch of falsehoods.
Doing a really good
woven
job
into
kind of
a few truths
job.
In there.
Such as
that everybody out in the country wants to bring us together. Yeah, like Donald Trump. Have you seen his rallies, Chris? That's nonsense. B, the notion that enhanced interrogation techniques were proven to work, and everybody agrees on that. That is a Trumpian level statement. That's not true.
No, I'm sorry. Preet Bharara was a top guy in the Obama ecosystem, and you've got when Judge
he wasn't
Lewis
a top
Kaplan,
guy in the Obama ecosystem. You're making stuff up again.
Well, not
just
right.
Stop making things up.
No, Preet Bharara was.
He was a U.S. attorney in New York.
And he was.
Who Donald Trump promised to keep on board, and then Donald Trump changed his mind after a week. He told Preet Bharara he was keeping him on board, and then he changed his mind. He lied. Trump lied. Wow.
Here,
go figure.
Bharara said that the U.S., for instance, in the case of Ahmed Gilani, and this is a guy who made the bombs that exploded at our embassies in East Africa, killing Americans and East Africans, okay? And Bharara himself said the U.S. justifiably treated the defendant, that's Gilani, the terrorist, as an intelligence asset to obtain from him whatever information it could concerning terrorists and terrorist plots. This was done simply put to save lives. And when significant intelligence had been collected from the defendant, the U.S. made the decision to continue holding him as an alien enemy combatant. The judge agreed with that. So David is wrong. This was officially decided in that case about, and that is one of the few cases where they had full
Preet
enhanced
Bharara
interrogation.
Saying it's legit.
So you are
not
absolutely
saying it's
factually wrong.
Okay, we can get into torture and everything.
It's not torture.
We don't have
this is
time.
Enhanced interrogation.
AKA torture.
Yeah. We can get into it, but we're not. We're going to move on to Iran because tomorrow the president is going to make a statement on whether or not he is going to stay with or withdraw from the deal that the famed deal that Obama did with Iran about nuclear options. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
Break, and we'll
come back.
Yeah, because we're going to need a whole segment because there will be blood on this console when Chris and I get done.
Touche!
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche.
You go all right?
It's Touche. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio as they are every Monday night.
I have a friend who is dating that guy.
Schneiderman? The guy from New York?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You better check in.
She's a mutual friend of ours.
I'm going to send her a note and say, are you okay?
There are allegations.
I didn't like him from the beginning.
Well, there might be something here because the New York attorney. Is he in the New York Attorney General's office?
He's the Attorney General of the state.
And he's been very anti-Trump. He's led the charge. Yeah. And this is not a good look for him, of course, as a...
yes,
no,
this,
it's not.
This is going to be...
This is
not
the
just,
only thing
this
that Democrats
just,
will say
no,
is not
is,
good.
No, but it's not... What I'm saying it's not a Me Too moment. That's what they want to say. This is domestic violence.
Yeah. This is, oh,
this
yeah,
is
he was beating up on
legend. Yeah, no, this is bad.
Physical domestic violence. All right, Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, back to the matter
hands. But it's not nearly as bad as the Iran deal. No, it is.
The Iran deal. Is what we're talking about now. Tomorrow, what do you expect the president to do? Is he going to withdraw from this?
I fully expect. I mean, look, if he doesn't withdraw from it, I will be shocked because he has been, or some version of withdrawal, some version of premature withdrawal. I would be stunned if he doesn't because he's been saying that he's going to do this for 2.5 years.
He ran on it, right? He ran in the campaign.
He did. I anticipate he's going to suspend it, which will have no legal meaning. And he will say, I'm going to keep adhering to it, but he'll say, if we don't get a deal, a side deal with the joint powers and Iran on the four key issues of sunset, centrifuge, regional adventurism, and their flagrant violations of UN Security Council resolutions, which means nothing to David or any of the liberals because of their support for Obama. But he is going to say we've got to have a treaty. A treaty. Remember... Do you remember treaties?
I remember something about treaties.
David, do you remember reading the Constitution? Did you ever read the Constitution?
French and Indian War, maybe?
Do you remember treaties?
Yeah, something about
treaties. Obama was never able to make a treaty because he was so bad.
Because the Republicans were so obstructionist that they refused to ever give him a hearing.
Excuse me, Corker got this thing through in a left-handed smokebender, and he's a Republican.
Let me ask.
So that again is wrong.
Let's do a new Touche rule that says we don't talk about Obama for the next 2 years.
But these, but his
here's
legacy.
My, but here's my question:
pollutes
what
us
what can Trump do to and what is Iran willing to do?
Who the
care?
Who the hell
side
cares?
Treaty? But the
who
point
the
is,
hell cares what they're willing
Chris,
to do?
Chris,
what was the Soviet
can you calm
Union
yourself
to do?
Down long enough to have a serious conversation
but the
with Justin?
Is like,
trying
but,
to
the what's the impetus for Iran to say yes?
Yeah,
do
see,
all the
see this
you...
and this is the problem because Trump has boxed himself into this corner.
No.
Where he has to do what Chris is saying, where he has to achieve some success on these four issues. I want to be very clear.
Well, You don't want success on those four issues?
Oh, my God.
You do not want success on those four.
Are you off your meds tonight?
All right. Back to Dave. Dave.
No, I think that on a serious level, clearly Iran is abusing on the missile issue. Clearly, there are major problems with the government of Iran. That was not what the nuclear deal was about. And the problem that Chris and Trump and all the rest of the "we want to throw the deal out" people have is that you are better off with the deal today and at least for the next 10 to 15 years. And everybody, including the chief of staff of the Israeli Defense Forces, acknowledges the deal in its form is working.
What would be a successful side deal?
Excuse me, it's only on for another 9 years. It's not 10 to 15 years, David.
Chris,
wake up to the sunset issue.
No, you're wrong.
Chris, what would be the best scenario for Republicans when you talk about
the
side deal?
No, the best scenario for people all over the world, starting in the Middle East region to which I'm traveling probably next week, the best scenario for everybody is for nonviolent regime change.
It's not going to happen.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to happen.
You guys said it wouldn't happen in the Soviet Union. You were wrong then. You're wrong now. And we have got to support. If you read Michael Ledeen's latest article, there is a tremendous...
Let's go for all the neocons who led us astray in Iraq.
There is a step-by-step guide to supporting... Let me give you an example. My partner, who is Iranian-American, just came home 2 days ago. He had been there for three or four weeks. About 5 days ago, the grave of Raja Shah, who is the father of Reza Pahlavi, okay? Reza Shah.
The Shah who was overthrown in 1979.
That's Pahlavi.
Yes, right, I just
said that. That's Reza Pahlavi. Right. His father, who was the Shah around the time of Mossadegh, his grave was found. It had gone missing, blah, blah, blah. It's a long story. Anyway, in the south side, the south suburbs of Tehran, immediately social media in Iran electrified. We found the grave. And people were flocking to this suburb to attack what they call the stupid regime. And the regime, after 3 or 4 hours, shut down all social media inside Iran. The point here is... it's a seething cauldron of hatred for the what they refer to universally as, quote, the stupid regime.
And it's a molocracy.
David was wrong about the Soviet Union.
And it's a molocracy.
He's wrong about
where they have
Iran.
Control and they can do things like shut down all social media and stop this as it's happening.
So David's idea
is
we
should live in fear. Chris, could you just please take a breath? Seriously, this is a very serious issue. I would love it to see regime change in Iran. It would be phenomenal for the world. But in the meantime, we live in a world where the mullahs still run Iran. And so you have to deal with the world as it is today, even as you're working to change it.
This is why I predict, and I would, if I was in his shoes, I would, quote, suspend the treaty. I would maintain our adherence to the treaty. I would use the treaty against the Iranian government, making them toe the line all the time, but I would insist that we pass a treaty on the four other issues so that at that point you've got the Iran deal from Obama failed. And the other point that David never brings up is that thanks to Obama, which we have to keep mentioning.
You just violated the rule just
Obama
to just put down.
Gave Iran $170 billion, so they are in
that
the
number
pink.
Keeps growing. Have you noticed that, Justin?
No, it doesn't.
All right, last question, and it's a lightning round question.
Two-word answer.
Does the Giuliani... Trump, Stormy Daniels, back and forth, the I said this, I didn't say this, the lies, no, I didn't, all of that stuff, does it affect anything that with the president? Are people going to turn their back on what seems to be the mistruths that are coming out of the White House?
Yes. Sorry. Well, you said it was a lightning round question.
Chris,
I had two words.
No, I like it, yes.
If I can give more than two words, my answer is that Jonathan Turley, who's generally been fairly sympathetic to the president and has attacked the Mueller probe repeatedly, has said Stormy Daniels is the thing that could undo the president because obstruction of justice will be infinitely more easy to prove in that case than in the other case.
I think at this point it looks like Stormy Daniels is yet another deflated balloon. Yet another
You don't think there'll be any implication cul-de-sac. Or any of the lies saying?
Well, it's on a 90-day continuance, so I don't think there's really going to be anything in the near term.
Except it's exposing Trump as a liar, and even the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
He was a liar
the
since
Wall
he ran,
Street
right?
Journal editorial page on Friday and said Mr. Trump should worry that Americans will stop believing anything he says.
He doesn't have to worry about that yet. Although I think he's got to stop speaking untruths.
Chris Roman.
Thank
Dave
you.
Lundy.
We agree.
That's a good lesson for all of us. It is Touche Monday night here in the download. Stay with us.